$5,000. KLOS, who's this?
Hello, my name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. Damn good.
You're caller 13.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. I've been trying to call for the past few days.
Oh, really?
All right, do you think you know what it is?
Don't say yet.
I have a feeling, okay. But I feel like I might be wrong.
Mm. Well, let's put our hands on the microphones and on the radio and wish you luck.
Okay, thank you.
That's not, your hands are not on a microphone.
Oh, that's not what that is. Oh. All right, give it a good listen. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you got $5,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here is the clip. What is the clip?
So I think it's Call All the People by the Doors.
I'm sorry it is not.
I should have put my hands in the right place, yeah, I guess. I've been told that many times.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And good luck next time. Yeah, you can always play again.
You could call tomorrow again between 3 and 4 when it's $5,500.
95.5 KLOS.
Here's a headline that I don't love.
Okay.
Our boss sent it to us. And spider apocalypse hits Australia as clouds of cobwebs blanket landscape.
Oh, you mean like a Christo installation here back in the 70s,
sort
80s?
Sort of, only much more complete.
And
it's
made
a complete covering of the land with spider webs.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like low clouds. It's...
Wow. Spider silk.
Frightening beyond words.
Spider silk.
And I never used to be upset about spiders until I got bit by a brown recluse. And then that sort of changed my mind. I used to make fun of people because they were afraid of spiders. I was like, come on.
This is sort of what we're talking about everybody thinking that the whole pandemic is kind of fake or overblown until you, it actually touches you.
And then all of a sudden you take it seriously.
And you're like, oh, hold on a second.
So I had never thought anything about spiders. I was never afraid of them. I used to make fun of people who were afraid of them.
And then you laid down one night.
Then that happened.
And there was a spider in your bed, and he sucker bit you. You woke up in blood, right?
Yes.
Holy cow.
6 months of bandages and new medicine every day.
Wow. And you can still see the scar on your neck.
Yes,
you
know, it'll be there forever.
Yeah. Wow.
So
just turn it into a tattoo of a spider.
No. No. What is it about I don't like spiders that makes you think I want to get a tattoo of one? So this is happening in Australia, and I thought it might be funny because I know that, like, mentally I know that it's dumb to be afraid of spiders.
Overall, for the most part, yeah, you're fine.
And yet I'm petrified. So,
well, sure, no, you have a reason at least.
So yeah. We're going to take your calls on you're afraid of animals that you probably shouldn't be afraid of.
Not necessarily a reason.
However, you are anyway, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
818-955-KLOS. I can tell you that I have a friend in Arizona who's never been in the ocean. Never been in the ocean.
Okay.
Terrified of sharks.
But never been in the ocean.
Never been in the ocean.
Sharks are much bigger, scarier.
Not going to bite you.
Not if you're not in the ocean.
Never going to happen.
That
I have
does
another friend
seem odd.
Who's horrified of whales. She like freaks out whenever she sees, like, just every once in a while I'll send her a, like, a picture of a whale.
Sweet.
Like, you're
That's
such
what
a
you should
jerk.
Do.
Here's a whale for you.
I have a friend who was surfing and a shark swam underneath him and it just hit his foot.
Oh.
And he paddled back out of the ocean and hasn't been in since.
Do you remember Rich Rubin over at the other station?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes surfing quite a bit and he had video of a shark that was kind of underneath him for a while.
Right, but that didn't change his mind about surfing.
Nah, he's like, whatever, man.
This did.
Yeah. Well, I get that. That makes sense.
So if you're frightened of an animal that you probably shouldn't be frightened of.
Right.
But you can't really control that.
We want to hear about it.
We want to hear about it. The number's 818-955-KLOS. Talking about being afraid of animals that maybe you shouldn't be.
Not so much a reason, really.
Normally they're fine, but maybe you've had a bad experience.
That's my excuse.
You are afraid of what?
I'm afraid of butterflies.
Butterflies?
Butterflies.
That's pretty sweet.
How come?
Because of a SpongeBob episode where they got really close up to a butterfly and it just looked really creepy, so now I'm afraid of them.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what happened? You just got close to one?
No. And SpongeBob, they did what? What did they do?
With- SpongeBob.
Yeah, they just got really close up picture of like a butterfly and I was like, oh my God.
So as a child, it traumatized you and it stuck with you all this time.
Yep.
That's so great.
It's interesting. You know, butterflies are very violent though.
They're known for that.
Oh, my.
They have a temper.
They are insane. But thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, bye.
KLOS, hello. You're afraid of animal?
Well, actually, I got a spider story.
Excellent.
I was 9 years old and found out I got allergic to a spider bite. But the worst part about it is it 50 on the top of my right eyelid.
Oh.
And it swollen my whole right side of my face.
Oh,
by the time I went, by the time I walked out the front door to the first step of my house when I was 9 years old, my face was completely swollen, like I got hit by a baseball bat.
Wow.
It completely freaked me out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Down with spiders. Down with spiders. 818-955-KLOS. What creature are you afraid of?
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about the spider apocalypse that hits Australia.
Oh, man.
I do not want that.
You want to walk through that, you know, those webs.
No.
And you just pull them apart. And
clouds of cobwebs, blanket landscape.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That's straight out of Indiana Jones. Raiders.
So we're talking about animals that you're afraid of that, you know, probably you shouldn't be, but you can't really help it. You have one?
I am terrified of ladybugs.
Ladybugs?
Oh, why?
Did something happen?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan of most insects in general, but ladybugs, they just come out of nowhere and they, like, land on you.
Yep.
And I can't handle something just, like, landing on
you. Oh, right. Just because you don't know what it is for that split second and it's terrifying. Well,
for some reason, ladybugs even more so. About once or twice a year, we get heavy wind, and for some reason, when you're close to the beach, all these ladybugs appear, and it's just terrifying for me to go outside.
And they do sort of look cute, but when you look closer, they're these weird little bugs with their little legs.
Crawl and they don't leave. Do once one gets inside, it doesn't want to go anywhere.
Do you think that they organize? They go, that's the girl that's afraid of us.
Get her.
I'm convinced.
Thank you for calling. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Hi, KLOS. What animals are you afraid of?
Chimpanzees.
Oh, really?
Everybody treats them like they're so cute and puts diapers on them or whatever. But then I've seen a special where they actually snap and, like, bite people's fingers off and even bit a person's nose completely off.
Yeah, they bite faces.
They do tear faces off. Yeah, that one I think is fair to be afraid of.
That sort of makes sense. What about orangutans?
Yeah. any kind of primate after seeing that special.
All right, okay. So Clint Eastwood can take his movie and shove it.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Animals that you hate. Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be, but you can't help it. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. This all started with a story about a spider apocalypse.
That's a perfect title for it.
Is what they're calling it in Australia. They have just been overrun by spiders, which freaks me out. And so we're talking about animals that you're afraid of. You have one, sir?
I'm afraid of big fox spiders. Fox spiders, fellas.
I don't know what that is.
They're big. They're like golf balls at least.
Wow.
And their legs go out further. They're like a crab.
Wow.
F them.
Yeah.
I was doing the dishes downstairs, and I hear this blood-curdling scream from my wife.
Ooh.
And I had a heart attack almost. I went upstairs. She was reading a book in bed. This thing fell off the ceiling and went right into her book.
Oh!
And she slammed the book.
I am going to be having dreams about that tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still in therapy.
Yeah.
Well, am I.
When's her next therapy appointment so I can join?
Yeah. Brown Recluse?
Yeah.
There's a club for them. Those are killers.
Right. Thanks on, man. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS, what creatures do you fear?
Not me, but my mother. She is deathly afraid of cockroaches.
Mm. Cockroach. I don't think anybody likes cockroaches.
But she's actually afraid of them.
Yes. There was one traumatic experience she had. She was in the shower, and there was this huge cockroach that somehow teleported in. I don't know. She fell over in the shower screaming and she's laughing right now.
Hey, has she ever seen the movie Creepshow? Do you remember how that movie ends?
I've never seen Creepshow.
Oh, yeah. He didn't like cockroaches either. And my goodness, did he.
Hey, play it for your mom.
Yeah. Show
hey, we have a great movie to watch tonight.
Creepshow. Yeah, make sure you get to the very last one with E.G. Marshall.
In my defense, that cockroach was about 5 inches long.
All right, listen.
And we were having the bathroom redone, and we were down to the studs. Nothing just dropped in on me when I was washing my hands right between my feet. And yes, I freaked out.
Well, I understand that. Listen, your son was just trying to say he's going to get you to watch this movie called Creepshow. There's a bunch of cockroaches, and we thought that was terrible of him to do.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you tell him to not.
Why would he do that?
What a dick.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Kayla West.
I am scared of pigs.
Really? Pigs? What is it that started that?
Every time I encounter one of those rascals, I end up in handcuffs.
What?
See, cuz, do you see, comma, because.
I didn't see.
For a second, yeah.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Yeah, Rival Sons. We just played them, mind-bendingly cool Rival Sons, a little while ago. And tell the kids what's going on.
It's a free live stream to watch them do their live performance with Before the Fire. It's Saturday at 2 from Catalina Island.
And we want to give you tickets. Who are you?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
William.
Are you a fan of Rival Sons?
Yes, but if I do this, do I still get a chance at that $5,500 tomorrow on that song you're playing?
Here's my advice. Just don't tell anyone.
Yeah. If you get through tomorrow,
if we don't know, we don't know.
Oh.
There you go. You got it.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Oh, Kevin and Struggle, you know what? I've been listening to you guys. I listened to KROQ, I listened to KLOS since I was in the 60s, since I was a little kid growing up in Lakewood.
Nice.
Sweet.
But that bug thing you were asking about?
Yeah. That's pretty...
Remember that game Cootie?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you put those damn sticks in the... You know what my worst incident is? That freaking potato bug that moves like one
mile. You know, I was going to mention that thing. I hate those things. They're the creepiest things.
They got a
black
stripe on them?
Yes.
You just want to vomit.
Yes, they look at you. They actually will turn their creepy little potato bug heads
and look at you. Potato bug. I
don't love it.
Those things are they're gnarly.
It is the curse
gross.
Of Southern California, those damn
things.
They
are gross.
Unbelievable. All right, man, well, you're going to watch this Rival Sun's stream this Saturday from Catalina.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won.
And there will be absolutely no potato bugs on screen, that's for sure.
That we know of.
Yeah.
You guys are bitches. You guys, I'd love to get high with you guys.
We would love that as well. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Last night, Foo Fighters played a full capacity show. The first one since the pandemic.
Agora Hills Canyon Club last night. And, you know, we talked to Marcy. She was in an Uber on her way out there to the show. She is already pre-gaming, she said.
Yes.
So guess what time? I want you to guess what time she got home last night.
Well, she was guessing that Foo Fighters would go on at 9.
Yep.
So I'm guessing they went on a little later.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. And then they probably played 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because they're them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 2.
Do you think she rolled in at 2?
Yes.
4:30 this morning. I'm back on the air at 10 o'clock.
What a professional.
I know. And I'm like, you know, you're doing it right. This is your job. This is how it's supposed to be when you do this job.
I thought 2 was way too late. Well, wow.
Not 4:30.
I love that.
She said she had a great time. He went backstage. I guess Dave actually serenaded her for a while. For same reason, for a few seconds, sang Freebird at her. I'm sure because he knew she was from KLOS.
He is the coolest guy in the world.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know how they say don't meet your heroes?
Right.
I had several friends who looked at Dave Grohl like he is the king of all kings.
Right.
Which he really sort of is.
Yeah.
And they were afraid to meet him because they were afraid he'd let them down.
Sure.
Their expectations would be too high. And he met them and they were higher than they've ever been.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's that guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
However, there were about a dozen anti-vaxxers outside of the venue at the Canyon Club.
You guys remember us? About a year ago, we were refusing to wear masks.
Yes.
And now we don't think it's fair that you don't let us into your little show. We can't prove we've been vaccinated.
They had signs that were reading Foo Fighters fight to bring segregation back. This is their big fight, is that segregation is vaccine. You know, vaccinated and non-vaccinated.
A little different than fountains that you can't use if you're a certain color.
And event for vaccinated only, unvaccinated, not allowed. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
And you know why? Science.
Well, that is.
600,000 people have died.
600,000 here in the U.S. alone. Yeah, but you know, it's always been we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Right.
Well, here you go.
So here's how it works.
Hey, I'm going to come into your house and I'm going to pee on your floor because that's what I like to do. Oh, you don't want me to do that? Well, that's not fair. Come on. It's the same damn thing.
Ricky Schroeder has become one of the leading voices for anti-vaxxers. Ricky Schroeder, who used to be on Silver Spoons or whatever.
That's some damn thing.
He, when they posted that their first show they were going to sell, if only if you were vaccinated, he wrote on his Facebook page, June 13th, Dave Grohl is an ignorant punk who needs slapped for supporting discrimination.
Oh, he should be with that French guy that slapped the French president.
Ignoration comes in all shapes and sizes. Kurt Cobain is laughing at you, Dave, along with millions of patriots, fool. I got news for you. I got news for you, dude. Dave Grohl wants to play music for concert fans.
Right. And lots of people want to go see him.
Yes.
Not so many people want to see Ricky.
And it's not really the government or Dave or anybody else. It's the pandemic. It's science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if people keep getting sick, they're not going to be able to do shows.
Right.
F all of you.
Yes.
You have the right to not get vaccinated. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't have the right to come to a concert or on a plane or any place else.
Exactly.
That wants to demand vaccination so that they can keep going with these things.
That makes the insurance. Look, here's a simple fact of it. It makes the insurance easier so they can put on a show. If you are saying everybody in your crowd is vaccinated, well, we'll be more likely to insure that show. But if you got people coming in that are sick, potentially, you can't ensure that.
Yes, agreed.
And you can't make that show happen.
And it's not ever going to happen.
No.
We haven't had shows for a year and a half because of the actual COVID-19.
Yes.
Now, I don't care if you don't believe in it. That's fine.
You know, you talk to the three people now. I know someone in K-Rock, New York, who just died. A young named Rabbi.
Wow.
Yeah, a guy named Rabbi was young, just died.
His name was Rabbi, or
that's
he was
a
Rabbi
on the air. Okay. You know, one of those. Yeah.
Gotcha.
A really cool dude.
And so I'm just saying, if you want concerts and if you want to be able to travel, you're going to have a tough road if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
And sorry, oh well.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to one of these things where it's just they don't know anybody. They don't believe it because they hasn't been touched by it yet.
Yeah, right.
So now that
as soon as they are touched by it, they'll go, oh, I see. I need to be vaccinated. I get it now.
Yeah, whatever.
I had it twice. I know what to compare it to.
Yes, you did, dude.
It was the vaccination was nothing compared to the disease, which does exist, and I had twice.
Yes, and you're not being followed around by anybody because nobody cares.
Right.
And your DNA hasn't been altered permanently.
That is what I love about people saying that, though, because you're not, I mean, I don't mean to be mean about it, but you're not that important.
No, nobody's going
to
follow
anyone.
Nobody
wants to chip you and follow you.
No.
Nobody wants to chip me and follow me.
No.
It's just not. I know there are government groups.
Yes.
And there are social media groups that are gathering information.
Who has time for that
blah,
of the
blah,
government
blah.
To follow normal people? They don't have to. Who cares?
I don't know, but it looks like you're going to.
That's weird.
You need to follow your man, Ricky Schroeder, and stay home and
that's
be
fine.
Safe.
Or go to shows and places where they don't care. That's
which
fine.
I'm not sure you'll be able to find, but okay, that's
but
fine.
Maybe they'll
if
be
they
out
If they don't
there.
Care, that's fine.
There you go. You'll be good to go.
But if they do care and they want to keep playing music,
chill out. Don't show up.
Yeah.
You're not invited.
Don't do what Ricky Schroeder does. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You have a little Roger Waters story for us.
I do. Mark Zuckerberg wrote him a letter asking him if he could use another brick on the wall, too.
Oh, man.
For an advertisement for Instagram.
For Instagram.
And okay. Offered him a boatload of money.
Wow. Okay. What did he say? Please say he said no.
I'll let you hear what he said.
Okay.
This is something that I actually put in my folder when I came out here today. You have no idea what it is. Nobody does, because it arrived on the internet to me this morning. It's a request for the rights to use my song, Another Brick in the Wall 2, in the making of a film to promote Instagram. So it's a missive. It's a missive from Mark Zuckerberg to me, right? Arrived this morning with an offer of a huge, huge amount of money. And the answer is, f*** you. No f***ing way.
Is that good enough?
And I only mentioned that because this is the insidious movement of them to take over absolutely everything, you know. So those of us who do have any power, and I do have a little bit in terms of the control of the publishing of my songs, I do anyway, so I will not be a party to this bullshit.
Well, I guess that sort of sums up how he feels.
Is that close enough to a no for you?
I guess that would be a straight up no.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about seeing wild things on airplanes because it seems to be happening a lot
too
more
much
these days.
Yep.
KLOS, you've seen some chaos on a plane?
Yes, I have.
All right, what happened?
Well, it wasn't too chaotic. It was just honestly the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
I get on the plane and there's guys walking up and down the hallway with this little Spock hand, doing Spock fingers, saying, "Live long and prosper. Live long and prosper." Went up and down about two or three times, and then, okay, everybody started looking at each other like, okay, do we have to, like, worry about this guy or what?
Right.
So then it didn't take long, and they threw his ass off the plane real quick.
Is that right? Wow. What? Why? Because was he not following any of the rules?
He just seemed a little too creepy. I don't know if he's going to pull out like a Star Trek blaster. I don't know.
That's fantastic.
Please tell me he tried to give the Vulcan neck whatever pinch to the people that were throwing him off the plane.
No, I didn't see anything like that. I don't know.
He's not committed to the character.
Captain Kirk would be disappointed, but that's awesome. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about the chaos you've seen on a plane.
All right, man. So, I was flying back from Hawaii, and I had my kids with me and two toddlers, and they were screaming bloody murder, right?
Oh.
And this lady comes up to me, and she's like, "Let me buy you a drink."
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And she bought me a drink, and eventually the kids calmed down and went to sleep. So,
wow.
Not very exciting.
I really thought you were going to say she walked up and threw it in your face or something, which would
that's actually a lovely story.
Up. Yeah, that's nice. Good for her.
But it's not chaos, really.
Yeah, yeah, no. Maybe it's all over.
It's all over. It's all over. We're free, everybody.
You looking for the good stuff? There's the damn good stuff. It's pretty reckless.
That's the damn good stuff.
It's a nice way to wrap things up.
That is it for us. Greg Beharo is next.
Greg Beharo with a barrel of, what does he drink? Coke Zero?
Coke Zero.
That's got to be healthy for you.
He drinks 24
yeah
a day.
Yeah, yeah.
12 a night during his shift.
We need to, you know what? We need to hook him up with Dr. Drew and have him tell him what he's doing.
Oh, I like it. How he's ruining his health?
Yes.
I like it.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy that. Our 1 second of nonstop rock, $5,500.
Woo!
Tomorrow between 3 and 4. See you then.